Nolte, Wisconsin forces employees to wear masks at home alone during Zoom meetings. By John Nolte on August 12, 2020. Wisconsin's state government is forcing government employees to wear masks while at home alone during Zoom meetings. Yes, you read that correctly, even if you are in your own home. Even if you are in your own home alone, not that that should matter. The fascist Democrats who now run the Wisconsin state government are forcing employees to wear masks during online meetings. In an email to employees sent out on July 31, the head of Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources not only reminded employees of Governor Tony Evers' mask order going into effect on August 1, he also said that every DNR employee must wear a mask, even while on a teleconference. Also, wear your mask, even if you are home, to participate in a virtual meeting that involves being seen, such as on Zoom or another video conferencing platform. By non-DNR staff, Preston Cole said, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Set the safety example which shows you as a DNR public service employee care about the safety and health of others. Even though wearing a mask at home does absolutely nothing to protect or improve anyone's safety, the state is still forcing people to wear them for one reason and one reason only. Because it can. Do you get extra points if you wear a mask and a condom? By wearing a mask while video conferencing with the general public, we visually remind folks that masking is an important part of navigating the business of natural resources during this tumultuous time. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources spokeswoman Megan Sheridan told McClatchy News. Even though the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there is no reason to wear a mask in your own private residence. What's more, even the Derry state governor's stupid, over-the-top, anti-science executive order doesn't go as far as telling people to wear a mask while at home. Governor Tony Evers, D., executive order only requires people to wear a mask in an enclosed space other than their residence. Forcing people to wear masks when not necessary is not only anti-science, it's punitive and bullying, an appalling abuse of authority. The idea that wearing a mask in your own home for online meetings sets an example is true. But the only example it sets is a stupid and mean-spirited one about how venal and authoritarian governments run by Democrats become. All this move does is expose the true agenda behind the mask Nazis, and that is the sexual thrill they receive from bossing people around, from flaunting their authority, from pimping their own virtue. As I have said many times before, I not only wear a mask, I was wearing masks back when Dr. Fauci was lying to us about how wearing a mask was more dangerous than not wearing one. Nevertheless, why should I care about whether or not other people wear masks? That's their choice. If I'm wearing a mask, I'm protected and by extension my wife is protected, so who cares who else does? Whether or not someone else wears a mask concerns me no more than whether or not they wear a condom. This entire mask push is anti-science and un-American. And these hideous bureaucrats and Democrats in Wisconsin prove it is only the beginning should they obtain even more power. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.